This question comes from Monohole. Ed Snowden, I thank you for your brave service to our country. Some skepticism exists about certain of your claims, including this. I, sitting at my desk, certainly had the authorities to wiretap anyone, from you or your accountant to a federal judge, to even the president, if I had a personal email. She's quoting Snowden here, I guess. She says, do you stand by that? And if so, could you elaborate? Snowden's response, yes, I stand by it. U.S. persons do enjoy limited policy protections. Parentheses, and again, it's important to understand that policy protection is no protection. Policy is a one-way ratchet that only loosens. That doesn't make sense. But that's what he said. Policy is a one-way ratchet that only loosens. Close parens. And one very weak technical protection, a near-the-front-end filter at our ingestion points. The filter is constantly out of date, is set at what is euphemistically referred to as the widest allowable aperture, and can be stripped out at any time. Even with the filter, U.S. comms get ingested, and even more so as soon as they leave the border. Your protected communications shouldn't stop being protected communications just because of the IP they're tagged with. More fundamentally, the U.S. person's protection in general is a distraction from the power and danger of this system. Suspicionless surveillance does not become okay simply because it's only victimizing 95% of the world instead of 100%. Our founders did not write that. Quotes, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all U.S. persons are created equal. Close quotes.